Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. My name is Dr. Boyce Watkins, and I want to say welcome to drboycetv.com, the home for intelligent and serious black people. As you come in, please hit the thumbs up button. Shout out the city you're from, and also make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe to the platform. Hello, Willie Shelby, Rosa, Tara Redmond, Jonathan Parham, Willa, I see you, Knox, Joe Henry, Travis Allen, Janelle Matthews. Thank you so much, Janelle from Brooklyn. We were talking about Brooklyn today. We're actually going to come back to Brooklyn at some point. I'll keep you posted. And also, for those of you that are at the Stock Options Summit, you're probably surprised because I know the Stock Options Summit starts in a few minutes. But I wanted to come in for a second and talk about this topic that that's really interesting. Give me a yes if you saw what was going on today at the Trump trial. Did anybody see that, where there was a guy who apparently was very upset and he set himself on fire at the Trump trial? It was pretty messy. I think that the black journalist who the black journalist who covered the little set on fire thing, I think she won herself a Pulitzer because all the social media was pretty much commenting on her commentary and how good it was. I mean, she should be a play-by-play announcer in a basketball game, but she did it. She did the damn thing. But you know how we do. Whatever we do, we're the best at it, right? I mean, am I lying or am I telling the truth? Y'all know how it is. We were always the best. And so anyway, this man who set himself on fire, his name is Maxwell Azzarello out of St. Augustine, Florida. And they said at a press conference, the chief of the department of the New York Police, Jeffrey Madry, told reporters that Azzarello walked into the center of the park, shuffled around his clothes, opened a backpack, and took out and threw numerous pamphlets on the ground. He then pulled out a canister, poured liquid accelerant on himself, lit himself on fire, and then fell to the ground. It appeared to happen around the time the jury for the Trump trial was fully impaneled. I'm trying to figure out if he died or what happened to him. He was taken to the burn unit at the Weill Cornell Medical Center. He was still alive, but in critical condition. Okay, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Not to say that would make sense to ever do that to yourself, but I hope it's for a good reason. And if I ever did that, I'd kind of just want to finish the job, man. That would be like a terrible way to live. So anyway, it is what it is. All right, so bless him. I hope the guy's okay. But let me just tell you, my good friend Jade Arendelle, a.k.a. Linus Crown, she sent me a copy of his manifesto. I don't know if y'all know this, but he wrote a really detailed, very, very long manifesto, and I broke it down. I kind of looked at it, and I was curious to see what the guy was thinking. I just out of respect for somebody who felt strongly and passionately enough about a topic that he would set himself on fire, I said, you know, we owe it to this guy to read his manifesto and just know what he's thinking. Does he have a mental health issue? Very possibly, but at the same time, I'm not going to make that assumption. So anyway, I read through the manifesto, and I wanted to give some of this breakdown on it because he talks a lot about economics. He talks a lot about money. He talks a lot about the wealthy elite. He talks about rich people trying to get over on you. He talks about a lot of interesting things that I thought were worth discussing here because they're all in my sphere of influence. I am a financial scientist. You guys know this. So I said, wow, he's talking about money. He's talking about crypto. He's talking about bank failures. He's talking about stock market manipulation. I wrote my dissertation on the stock market, and Grateful Gardner says, I believe he passed. Well, if he passed, then RIP to this man. Again, is he a hero or a person with a mental health issue? I'll let you be the decider on that. Also, I want to remind you that just because someone has a conspiracy theory and it's detailed, that does not make it true, right? Do we understand that? That every conspiracy theory can't be true because there's too many of them, right? But how many of y'all believe that there is a conspiracy somewhere? How many of y'all believe that we do live in a country or in a world where there are wealthy people, wealthy elites, who do sit in rooms and make plans on how to manipulate the masses? How many of y'all believe that that's conceivable? I mean, this is the gist of his manifesto. This is the gist of what he's saying. He's saying something that really, you know, I don't think it's too much of a stretch. How many of you, give me a yes if you agree with me, that there probably are wealthy elite, Rockefellers, the Rothschild types, that sit in a room and plan how they're going to, you know, move the world? Honestly, when I read that part of it and I got get the big picture of the manifesto, I said, oh yeah, surprise, surprise. No duh. Right? No duh. I mean, that's been going on a long time. If you know the history of the Rockefellers, you know how much time the Rockefellers spent plotting and seeking to control the world. If you know anything about things like antitrust lawsuits against major corporations and how much manipulation they put out, where Google will literally buy entire companies just so they can destroy them, you'll know that there's the fix typically is in. Even when Barack Obama was running for president, I remember when Cornel West and I spent the entire day together in New York. It was about 6 hours. I love this man, by the way. I love Dr. West, not because of his politics one way or the other, just because I just love him as a human being. He's a wonderful guy. And he told me about the secret meeting that they had where they got together in a hotel room with Barack and some other influential people. And they were trying to figure out how to get black people to vote for Obama. That's what they said. Black people will not support this man because they just believe in Hillary Clinton so much. And we got to find a way to shift that support over. So there are people that make plans, right? There are people that say, how do we get the masses to do this? Or how do we get the masses to do that? Right. This is, unfortunately, this is the nature of capitalism. So that part of the manifesto, that big picture concept, is something that I've discussed here with you regularly. Right now, here's the thing, though. I'm not a person, though, where you can drop any conspiracy theory on my desk and have me, sort of believe anything that you say. I'm just not that guy. I'm not going to believe that because I'm a thinker. I'm a scholar. I'm a professor. So I'm going to process the information. I'm going to listen to everything. But I am not a person who's going to just believe it just because it's a conspiracy theory. OK, so that's the balance. That's the balance I think is important to strike. I'm going to break down a couple of his key points. And before I do that, do me a favor. Please hit the thumbs up button. Thumbs up, share, subscribe. And I see a comment from a person that says classified things. He said, this dude is a paid joke. It's people like him rocking y'all to sleep. He can't talk about everything. Trust me, agent. Okay, I don't know if he's talking about me, but I'll just say this. This is a warning to the trolls. Being here is not a right. It is a privilege. And if you are a troll, you better be a quiet troll. If you're an idiot, you better be a quiet idiot. Because if you speak and if you reveal how much of an idiot troll you are, I'm going to ban you quietly forever and no one will ever see you and I won't even announce it. So I really like to talk to people that want to be serious, want to be intelligent black people, serious black people. That's what we bring to this platform. Also, hit the thumbs up button, thumbs up, share, subscribe. And my book, it's a bestseller. It's called The 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power. You can get a copy at drboycebooks.com. So feel free to go to drboycebooks.com. So here is, okay, so someone says he's referring to Burn Man. Okay, all right. So I apologize. If you weren't referring to me or this platform, then that's fine. You can disagree, but you got to be respectful. I don't like disrespectful conversation. We don't do that immature nonsense. So please leave that outside. All right. So I apologize if I misidentified you. Okay. So here's a couple things. First off, he says cryptocurrency is a multi-trillion-dollar Ponzi scheme where the wealthy elite are basically pushing it forward so everybody will buy into it and that it's eventually going to collapse. I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't see a lot of evidence of that, but he claims that big organizations like Silicon Valley, Harvard, and Google, and Tesla, and Apple are behind it. That part I'm not sure about. I do know that cryptocurrency comes with risk. I do know that if you go buy Bitcoin, even though all the evidence says Bitcoin is going to keep going up, I encourage you to be careful. So maybe there's something to it. I haven't seen evidence of that. He talks about the 2023 bank failures. He believes the bank failures in 2023, like Silicon Valley Bank and stuff like that, were basically orchestrated just to facilitate the transfer of stolen Ponzi money. So I guess they're stealing money in crypto. And end up basically faking the bank failures to get the money, I guess, out of the crypto and into the banks. I'm not sure. It's kind of strange. And so that's very interesting. Let's see here. The next thing he says is that the stock market is manipulated. He says the documents allege that major corporations manipulated the stock market by funneling stolen funds from crypto exchanges through their companies. So he believes that the stock market bubble was driven by people funneling stolen crypto money into the stock market and into the banks. Okay, let me just say this. As a person who is deep into the stock market, I will tell you, do I believe that the stock market gets manipulated? Yes. Do I believe that the crypto markets get manipulated? Yes. Do I believe that inflation pushes up the stock market because global inflation is another thing that he talks about? Absolutely. One thing about inflation that you should understand is that not everybody gets hurt by inflation. Not everybody wants to see inflation go away. Not everybody gets sad when inflation gets higher. Inflation benefits some people through something called asset inflation. Asset inflation is where the value of your financial assets goes up when inflation is high. When the economy is strong, inflation tends to be high. So if you were to ask me, do I believe that some of the wealthy elite, so to speak, or people who own real estate or own stocks or whatever, do I believe that inflation benefits them in many contexts? The answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely, yes, because the value of their assets goes up than the cost of their expenses. Their expenses go up less than the value of their assets. If I own a company and my workers, I'm bringing in millions of illegal immigrants from other countries, and I can keep the wages low, but yet I can keep the prices high because of inflation, then guess what? My profit margin grows, which allows me to make more money. So there are people who benefit from inflation. So and also with global stock market manipulation in terms of the market being pumped up, that can be seen as somewhat true because we've had an easy money policy from the Fed for a very long time. I don't quite understand it. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's been pushing up the stock market. However, this has been going on a long time. This is not new. This is not something they started last week. Now, can you find the manifesto online, Natasha? I don't know exactly where to find it. I'm sure if you search for the manifesto, you can find it. Somebody just sent me a PDF. That's it. Somebody just sent me a PDF. So what I would say to you is, there's nothing here that I've read so far. Cryptocurrency possibly being a Ponzi scheme, bank failures, stock market manipulation, global inflation. All these things have happened before. The only thing that makes this a little bit different is that he believes that a lot of this is deliberate, that the bank failures are fake, and that their goal is to just sort of perpetuate these false scenarios in order to steal money behind your back. Now, here's what's interesting. So he goes into the pandemic. The pandemic and the manipulation of public opinion, getting us distracted. He talks about distractions from, on various social topics as a distraction from the financial heists that are taking place in the background. How many of you believe that the pandemic was kind of, that there was some shaky, funny stuff going on in the pandemic? Give me a guess. How many of y'all believe that during the pandemic, there were companies that made hundreds of billions of dollars by forcing people to take certain drugs, by pushing out specific narratives, getting certain people banned from social media? Give me a yes. How many of y'all believe that? How many of y'all believe that a lot of what happened in the pandemic was a bunch of BS? I'm going to put both hands because I double believe that. I believe that the pandemic caused the inflationary cycle that we're in. The pandemic caused a lot of people to be able to make hundreds of billions of dollars from the manipulation of the public. The pandemic was as close as I've seen in a while to the U.S. becoming a totalitarian regime. I believe that the pandemic was a scenario where I saw media deliberately dividing friends and neighbors, dividing loved ones, making you hate your cousin and not want to even see them at Thanksgiving because they didn't get that shot that don't even work. We saw this, right? So I'm not saying that everything in this guy's manifesto is right. I'm not saying this guy doesn't have a mental health issue, but I'm saying that, you know what? Some of this stuff, I'm like, whoa, buddy. There's a lot to talk about here. We ain't even going back and really talking about whether or not any of those things they were telling you to take during the pandemic are actually working. We haven't talked about whether or not those jabs have long-term effects. We haven't talked about why suddenly in 1 minute they're telling you that you're going to die if you step outside your house, and the next minute they're telling you that everything's okay. So I'm going to just say this. I think that what this man did, I hate the fact that he felt the need to set himself on fire. I don't like that. And if he died, my heart goes out to him. I do think that there could be a mental health issue. I can say, though, that I do believe I am one of those people that agrees that sometimes when you see just stuff happening in broad daylight that just doesn't add up, it can be very, very frustrating. I know a lot of you feel that way. And I can tell you this, too, on the financial tip. Let me just end there because I got to go to the Stock Options Summit. I'm here in L.A. at the Stock Options Summit. I would invite you, but we are completely sold out. We have no more tickets online, no more tickets at the door, no VIP tickets. They've sold out weeks ago. Thank you guys for coming out. When I have another one, I will let you know in advance. Also, don't forget the All Black National Convention is going to be happening in Chicago, right outside in Lombard, Illinois. If you'd like to join us, the All Black National Convention is the largest gathering of intelligent Black people on the planet. So if you'd like to join us at the All Black National Convention, maybe you're a business owner, maybe you're a mother or father, maybe you just want to fix the culture, maybe you're an artist, maybe you are a thinker, maybe you are just a good person that wants to be around good people. There's a couple here at the Stock Options Summit who met at the All Black National Convention, and they're actually taking our stock options class, and they literally make $20,000 a month together selling stock options. They're real people. The man's name is Errol. His girlfriend's name is Marina. And so Black love, Black power, getting together, making good decisions, making good plans for our people. That's what the convention is all about. And I know a lot of you come out every single year. So if you'd like to join, we will run out of tickets. So you may want to get your tickets early. Just go to allblacknationalconvention.com. Just bring your family, though. Bring your family. So in conclusion, here's what I'm going to say about this manifesto. I do believe that the guy's right. The fix is definitely in. The fix has been in for a very long time. It's been in for a long time. And really, even guys like Trump are part of the fix. You know, you can like Trump, you can dislike Trump. It's totally up to you. But the reality is that all this Democrat Republican nonsense is still going to end up with people like the Trumps having most of the wealth. If you want to understand, if you want me to want to ask me, do I think that there are wealthy people who use the stock market and all these other things to their advantage? The answer is yes. If you want to ask me, do they manipulate American workers? The answer is hell to the yes. And this is one of the reasons why I would love to share my PhD in stock market investing, my financial expertise as a financial scientist who taught 13 years at Syracuse University. And I'd like to help you understand how wealthy people get the money. I understand the Trumps. I know their history. I read the whole bio of the Trump family going back 100 years. And their plan, what their family did, their power plan ain't no better than your power plan. Their power plan is no more effective than your plan can be. Those people are no better than your people. But you have to make good decisions. You have to make good choices. So if you want to join us every single morning, we do financial consciousness training. It's totally free for anybody that wants to join. I do financial consciousness, financial awareness, money in the morning, every single day, 7 days a week at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you'd like to get an invitation to Money in the Morning, text the word morning to 87948. M-O-R-N-G, text morning to 87948. I will send you an invitation where you can join us. The information is right there. So I got to go. Stock Options Summit is about to start. Those of you that are here, you'll see me downstairs in a little bit. We're out here in L.A. It's beautiful. I'll let you all know if we do another summit anytime soon. And if you just want to learn stock options or want to learn how to sell options like Errol and his girlfriend, feel free to take a look at our Prime program. You can go to drboysprime.com. Prime stands for Passive Recurring Income Machine. Basically, I show you how to make money without working. This is real stuff. It's not hocus pocus. I have a PhD in finance. I know what I'm talking about. I'd love to show you how I make money for my own family. So feel free to go to drboysprime.com. It'll make a difference in your life. So have a good day, everybody. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. And I will see you guys soon. Take care. Bye-bye.